Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flip, jumping out the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babe, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tommy Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zen Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it!
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio. I swear, yo, I'm about to be fucking pissed off, and it's only 3 minutes into the fucking show. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with blog TV and why I can't be seen, but this shit about to change. Oh, anyway, hello. Welcome to Chocolate City Radio. You're riding the chocolate wave with yours truly, Choc Mommy. And we have Princess Nay in the fucking building. And we also have Quan is going to be on tonight. He dropped his mixtape today. So this is going to be quite interesting. For those of you that's been following me on Twitter, you know that motherfucker been talking a lot of shit, which is cool. I want him to talk shit because I like it. So it prepares me for a good battle. So what the fuck? You know what? I swear, yeah. Let me pull up my other browser so I can get into my switchboard on Blog Talk, because Mozilla just froze me the fuck out. I swear, this shit is, I must be having a good ass show to be going through all these fucking technical difficulties and whatnot. People calling me on my phone. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy. My crazy ass life. I'm going to bring down Princess Nay so y'all can hear her sexy voice and see what she's up to as soon as my switchboard comes up. Damn it. Okay, Princess Nay, you're on.
Hello? Hey, I'm doing my radio show. I'll call you back.
Wow, really, Chalk?
Yes, that was a clothing designer.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Man, I'm just having all kinds of issues tonight. Like, I finally get Stickham to come up, right? Then it's like Firefox isn't responding.
How are you
like,
using Stickham? I thought we weren't using Stickham anymore.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck ever that shit is. Blog TV. Yeah, that's it. I was doing the Blog TV thing. And the shit keeps freezing me out and shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I'm about to be real irritated right about now. So how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm okay. How are you?
Fine. I saw you call me yesterday, but I couldn't answer the phone. I was in the middle of my photo shoot. Oh, my God. Those pictures are going to come out really good. Yeah, I tweeted one yesterday. She had this little skinny-ass outfit, and I picked it up, and I put it on, and I looked hella fucking sexy in that bitch. I can't even lie. I was like, damn, if I was a dude, I'd fuck my own self. You feel me? I was like, woo! Lord have mercy. All I can say is Chocolate City Magazine is going to be off the chain with our fucking pictures and all the other added surprises we got going on. So if motherfuckers didn't get with it, they got lost. And I ain't gonna sweat you to be in my fucking magazine. Once I ask you and you say yes and you don't comply with what I ask you to do, or I send you the questions and you don't answer them, guess what? There are other rappers, there are other R&B singers that will come in and do what the fuck you couldn't do. So, I mean, that's just, you know, that's just me. I'm just saying. So, are you ready for the show tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
Girl, he's been talking, like, mad shit all week long till it is not even funny. Like, he is most definitely a team player. So, I can't wait.
Okay, I had to use my phone because this fucking Skype ain't working because my pit wants to just bring his big ass in and keep fucking with my modem, so I'm just going to do it from my phone tonight. Haven't done that in a minute. So, can you hear me now, Nay? Hello? Hello? Oh, my gosh. Why does this always fucking happen to me? Every time that I'm trying to do something positive and productive, my fucking shit just acts fucking crazy. So let's see here. I see that I have Rob and I have Daniel. But I've gotten so used to doing this shit from Skype. So I see a bunch of numbers lit up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call back in through my Skype, because it makes it a lot easier for me. So, hold on, guys. I'm going to get you. I'm just going to use my damn Skype. Hold on. I swear, I'm having all kinds of fucking technical difficulties. I apologize. It's best that I get it out the way during the early show, then later. So, what I am going to do is, oh, my God, I'm trying to get my internet connection working properly so I can use my Skype and call in so I can play my music and I can take calls easier than being on my damn BlackBerry. So, you guys, I apologize for the fucking inconvenience. Y'all know this is normally not like me with my damn show, but my dog has moved back, and that pit is big as fuck, and he's always doing stuff. So I can't seem to get my shit to be working how I want it to work, because every time he moves, he's stepping on something or he's doing something to my fucking modem. Normally I can get his ass to act right or whatever, but, okay, BTR host one. So what I'm doing is trying to get back in on my blog talk. So I am getting ready to call in on blog talk. Princess Nay, oh my gosh. Princess Nay.
Yes.
Man, this is fucking crazy. My fucking dog is fucking up my vibe. I had to put him out. He cannot come back in for 2 hours. Now I hope people call back in because I could not get my calls like I wanted to, and it wasn't my fault. It's like, it just, oh, man, I swear, yo. I must be having a good show. That's why I'm going through so much of this bullshit. But anyway, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm going to have some good music. I actually listened to the mixtape from Quan today. It released today on XXL Magazine. And he sent me the link. I listened to it. I heard some of the songs from the previous. And it was fucking off the chain. I can't even lie. I was really happy at what I heard. So it's going to be a good-ass show. That mixtape is awesome. He has a good-ass story. I got mad respect for him. And not to mention, he's cute as fuck. Like, that's a big-ass plus right there. You know, to be cute, talented, you can rap, you can sing. Not too many people can do that. So, you know, with all that going on, I'm happy because, you know, it's just, woo, you know what I'm saying? So I see Rob is calling in, and then I also see, a 201. I want to say this is our friend from New Jersey. So we're going to bring in 201-780. You're on the air. Hello? Well, I guess he's not saying nothing. Hi, Rob. Thank you for riding the Chocolate City wave. How can I help you?
You know, how can I help you? What you got going on over there with your technical difficulties?
Man, my fucking dog is my technical difficulties. Man. I'm about to kick his dick. I'm about to commit some animal cruelty. That's what I'm about.
If I would have been a sponsor wanting to do some business with you and all that, I'd be like, man, damn it.
Well, you know, sometimes shit happens.
Yeah, well.
But when you're dealing with the internet, it don't fucking matter. Or if you're dealing with your phone, it don't matter. Shit happens. But
how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Nate. What's up?
Hey.
What's going on with y'all? How are you ladies doing today?
We're doing fine.
How are you?
I'm good. Great. Busy as fuck. I just called y'all to, I can't speak too long because we out and about doing some stuff right now, but I was just calling and let y'all, bless y'all with my presence to let y'all know that I was thinking about y'all.
If you ain't blessing nobody with no dick, don't nobody want to hear that. Prince's name needs a tune-up.
It ain't always got to be about no dick. Sometimes a voice does it. So. Just to know that I was thinking about y'all should be sufficient enough for the moment.
Nice.
But
for the moment?
What it is. Did you get a chance to see the picture? We are like doing a lot of stuff right now. That's why I've been out and about for the most part. But Did you see the Maxim magazine issue? It came out.
Nope.
Yeah, it's out. It's nice. It's pretty big.
That's good, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I got 10. Well, I mean, you can go pick it up for me in the store that sells magazines, but I put some pictures of it on my Facebook wall and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. Dada asked about you the other day. I told me I talk to her crazy stuff all the time. So.
Well, I'll make it a point to shout him out on Twitter and hit him up.
Who you have talking coming in on the show tonight?
Quan from
what does
BA.
He do?
He raps. You remember? Matter of fact, he's different because he was like when he got his start, he came in mainstream. He did the song "Moment of Silence" with Nas. He raps and he sings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he dropped his mixtape today. That shit is nice.
It's nice.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's the business then. Shoot. I'm going to call back in periodically. I know you're going to be on for 2 hours, so I can't really talk now. I had to step away from everybody because they all know Izzy.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Go handle your business.
So y'all going to have a good show tonight?
We always have a good show.
All right, keep it clean, Chop. Keep it clean, Chop.
I'm being clean.
All right. You broadcasting on what tonight?
We are on Blog TV. We were on that Saturday, and you missed a really good show on Saturday.
Saturday, what I was doing? I don't even remember what the fuck I was doing on Saturday. But
that show made Princess Nay really happy. I could have swore I thought she was getting kind of misty-eyed at some of the music that I was playing for her.
What you was playing? I want to hear.
We went back. We went way back. I think.
Did you record the show?
Huh?
Did you record the show?
Yeah, you can go back and hear all my previous shows. We rocked it out like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, we went way back. We played some Guy, Jodeci, fucking Keith Sweat.
R. Kelly.
Yes, R. Kelly. Yeah, we was doing the thing.
I think tonight we need to do some Luther and Marvin Gaye.
Big Luther, Little Luther. Now, what's going on?
Little Luther, man.
Little Luther.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess, yeah.
Well, you know, Big Luther was crying about not getting a Little Luther.
Little Luther was smashing it all. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rob, you getting her worked up. Next thing I know, her ass is going to be in the bathtub.
I'm always in the bathtub. You know this already.
Give him free shots. Oh, guess what? December 30th, I just locked in Trey Song's birthday party and EP release at King of Diamonds.
Where's King of Diamonds?
Congratulations.
Yeah, and they're doing a party. It's going to be his birthday party. Then I'm going to do my party, too, because my birthday in December also. So it's going to be a big thing. So
I think I'm
extending my invitation to you ladies to come down there.
Don't include no fucking plane ticket.
Hold up.
You might
not. I've had the nerve to say that she don't know what I did to you, but I got you off your business, that you ain't on your business stiff anymore. I got you distracted or something like that.
What you mean? Distracted by doing what? How am I distracted?
Exactly. I'm like, I don't even talk to Rob. How I got him distracted?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
The week before, y'all got the little side chat going on, and while the music playing, y'all all caked up on the phone and shit, and Rob, you still haven't done shit that I asked you for. My reverb store, my product still
It don't have nothing to do with her. It's the fact that I've been, okay, listen, originally we had, listen, let me explain.
I refuse to accept responsibility for his negligence.
Yeah, but it's not negligence. It's I have different. I ain't gonna say priorities, but this is stuff that I have to do. The websites have been like, we're gonna do a website launch party in 2 weeks, not this Monday, but next Monday on the beach. So they've been on me about getting the website's ready and stuff. So I'm doing like 4 or 5 different sites. All the fighters are going to have their own individual page, but it's going to be linked to the main website. So I've been doing that, and it's a whole lot of content and it's time consuming. So like I've been up all day, like, and I'm doing so much I have to go to the library and use multiple computers to do it. So I'm multitasking like a mother, you know. But I haven't forgotten about you. I ain't forgot about you. I just want to get caught up with that to knock all that stuff out.
I'm not even tripping. I done moved on.
Huh?
I done moved on. I have my stuff in my magazine because my magazine is too fucking hot for my shit not to be in there. And then with my Latino channel, and then I passed 15,000 followers today. So I had to make sure I'm on point now.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, I want to get a copy of the magazine, the digital zine, when it comes out. And we can go from there. I'm actually working on one myself. I decided to put together a fight magazine, Facebreaker magazine.
Facebreaker? Oh, some of them motherfuckers is ugly as fuck. And face, look like face, they did get broke up. And it wasn't put back together.
But it's going to be an online based magazine, but it's going to be formatted and you know, all that stuff like a real magazine. You see what I'm saying? So it's going to be pretty in-depth. So, like, I'm going from that once we, like I say, start doing the promotion for this movie and stuff in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to start interviewing a lot of fighters and stuff and get they in. Because this is going to be about fighting and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm going to start doing all of that.
But
yeah, see, but you inspired me with that. You get your magazine. I said, okay, check out a magazine. I could do one too.
Man,
so.
I'm inspired, and it's not even me. It's M3PA Services, because what y'all don't understand is this motherfucking magazine is 150% interactive. Like, man, when I saw it, that shit blew my fucking mind. And the people that's just seen the set, they haven't seen the full thing. They just seen, like, the hard part. Or like the ad, the page layouts and stuff. They haven't seen the shit that I saw. So when they do see it, their mouth is gonna be like, "What?"
But when are you gonna launch it?
It'll be sometime in December.
Okay.
So I'm still in the process of getting everything done, doing all my photo shoots, writing my articles, compiling everything, because all my content, aside from what me and Shanae personally do ourselves, is coming from my followers on Twitter. And that, I haven't even checked this week. Matter of fact, I'll check it right now, because I know the last time that I checked with the newsletter that I've been tweeting out on Twitter, that shit was doing like major numbers. And I was like really shocked, because let me see. Last week, I had tweeted like 202 tweets, I want to say, and over 2.4 million people have seen the newsletter about Chocolate City Magazine. And that was last week. I haven't even tried anything. I haven't even looked it up this week.
Oh, okay.
So can you just imagine out of 202 tweets? I mean, and I tweet every day. I average like 100 and something tweets like a day. So, you know, it's like crazy. But matter of fact, I can actually tell you in just a hot second.
What's up? So, Miss Shanae, when your website gonna be ready?
My what?
Shanae.com.
I don't have one of those.
Uh-huh.
I don't have one of those. I just ride the chocolate wave. That's what I do. I don't need my own, long as I got chocolate.
Yes,
as long as you got chocolate. Okay.
The dash of caramel.
The dash of caramel. Yeah, you should be the little soft, chewy nougat in the middle.
You so nasty.
But, I mean, that'd be like the best part. Especially on the Snickers.
On the Snickers, right? The little nougat.
Yes.
Well, Snickers don't have nougat.
Yes, they
do
in the bottom.
That's a Milky Way.
No, Snickers have nougat and peanuts.
Oh, it does?
Because I had a cousin that she would eat the top and I would eat the nougat part on the bottom.
Oh.
She ate the peanut and the caramel and the chocolate, and I ate the bottom nougat part.
Damn, that's what's up. That sounds nice.
Yes. I have 258 tweets. 2,763,209 people have seen our newsletter for the magazine.
Hot dog.
Hot diggity diggity dog.
Can we pull up letters, or can we pull up numbers for other people that claim that they're nationwide and global?
I think that would be in the negative file, ma'am. And we can't pull up negative shit. We can only pull up stuff that's tangible. But, I mean, I think if you're on the internet and looked it up or Googled it, I mean, you would see shit attached to our name, my name, I mean, like, old shit, washed up people that's trying to make a comeback. I mean, I don't know.
Somebody just sent me a message that says, how can I ride the chocolate wave?
What's that? Phone book?
That's a good question. Matter of fact, we're going to bring in this call, 336. That's from my hometown, 991. You're on the air.
What's that with the chalk?
Hello?
What's that with the chalk?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? This is Nino. It's Sterling.
Oh, I'm doing fine. What the hell wrong with your phone?
I don't know if I got it on speakerphone, but I can go hear you. But we can hear you and talk to you. I told my boy we're going to call in and check you out tonight.
Oh, that is so sweet. I got the hometown loving.
See, you know we are, I am now. You know I pop up around the corner. Look, we trying to get you a show tonight. Okay. We want to talk some stupid things and stuff tonight. What's going on?
Now, I'm waiting for my guest to call in so we can talk about his damn mixtape. But you know how men are never on time.
I ain't got nothing to say about that.
On time for what?
Hold on a second.
Because you're a man.
Okay.
On time for what?
Anything. Hell, motherfuckers can't even come on time.
Well, you know, you gotta be on time for something.
Never.
Never.
Your funeral.
I know I'm not on time, but I'm on time.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
I can already confirm that you're not on time, that you way late.
Who, me? I'm never
way
late.
Way late and slow.
I'm never late. When I get there, I'm going to be right on time.
But you
slow.
You're going to forget about all the rest of that other shit. I'm there. Put the past behind you. Let's think about this teacher.
What's late?
Man, y'all need to go somewhere with that bullshit.
I knew that one was coming.
Well, I'm about to go on somewhere because we're about to get in the car. So I'm going to call y'all back later, okay?
Okay, we will be here.
All right, ladies.
Have a good evening.
All right.
Princess Nay.
Yes, darling.
Hey, Mom, you're talking to me.
Oh, we're going to talk to you. I just got to catch my co-host up on some shit. Oh, wait a minute. Guess what? My special guest is in the building. Hold on, Nina. I'm going to bring you back in a minute. For those of you that don't know, and those of you that are computer illiterate and haven't been looking at Twitter for the last few weeks, we have Don Perquan coming on, and, you know, he's a little, he's like 1 minute late, but he's really on time. I thought he was going to get nervous and he was going to back down, because you know how men do when they are approached with a challenge. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on the air. Princess May, watch how much shit he talks. Hello?
What's poppin'?
How you doing?
I'm good. You know what you talking about. I'm scared. Told you I'm a made nigga, man. I know what you talking about. What's happening, though?
Oh, this is the one that had been talking to all kinds of mad junk with us, huh?
Yeah, how I pronounce your name again, Mama?
Shanae.
Shanae, oh, okay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. No complaints.
I just figured out what it is. It's all these questions coming from the Chocolate City page that's coming to my box.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
So, to not delete them, huh?
Nah, you gotta keep them. So, Quan, tell everybody who you are that has just crawled out from under a rock or something.
I'm a rapper / singer / musician. Came onto the international music scene with Nas. Had a hit single called Just the Moment. I was top of 05, very end of 04. Since then, did numerous underground projects and collaborations. My biggest one to date, Asher Roth, Summertime, and I have a few records of my own. Grinding it out, man, independent or major. And that's what it is.
Interesting. Something big happened today. What happened today?
My mixtape dropped. It premiered on XXL.com. The Struggle mixtape. 10 bangers. And it was received well. Great reviews. And it's growing and growing and growing. And I'm happy about that.
Listened to the mixtape today, but I listened to the stuff that was on your site, and wow, you got some nice ass tracks going on. You got a whole lot of stuff going on as far as your talent goes in the industry.
Thank you.
I would have to say I was surprised.
You were surprised?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
Because a lot of times when people put out mixtapes, it might be like a few tracks that's good. Only a few. But I listen to your whole shit. I ain't fast forwarded or nothing. I ain't skipped nothing.
Oh, that's the stuff. That's the goal.
And I would buy it. I would actually buy it if it was for sale.
And I gave it to you for free. How about that?
Yes, you did. That is. That is so nice of you. See, that's like one of those gifts that just keeps on giving, because you gave it to me, and so now I gotta promote it and give it to my fans so they can know who you are and embrace you and love your music and love your personality, and then see how much shit you talk for real and just not know that it's me exaggerating.
For sure. And hopefully, you know, that those spirits, you know, those good and powerful spirits that come back in a form of gravity, and when I travel and they hear that I'm going to be at a show, they'll come and see those words come to life in a performance. That's the goal.
Oh, you know, I really want to. My goal you're going to reach real quick, because you're not an ugly-ass motherfucker. So bitches going to
thank you for the compliment.
They're going to make their baby daddy or their man buy their ticket. They're going to get real nice, and they're going to come. Because if a female is like me, Princess Nate, have you seen this motherfucker's fingers? Have you seen him? Oh, my God. Great Gotham Batman. I would spend my last $30 to get a ticket and go see him, because I know he's going to give me an experience that I'm never going to.
I promise I am.
I might even have to pull out the bull. No, what you call it, Nay, the elephant? I might have to pull out the elephant. And while he's singing Feel So Good, I might have to make it feel really good.
You said the elephant.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's talking about.
What is the elephant?
Princess Nay likes to sit in the bathtub.
Shut up, Chocolate Mommy.
Princess May likes to sit in the bathtub, and she likes to use this vibrator called the elephant, and she lives in the tub for like an hour, hour and a half, and she uses the elephant every
Normally
Tuesday.
Normally I'm doing the show from the bathtub.
Yeah.
She uses the elephant. So who is it made by? Doc Johnson. Who is it made by?
I have no idea who it's made by, but whoever it is, I need to make them my best friend. Lift your hands and tell them thank you.
Because sometimes when you can't get dick, you have to get the next best thing.
Hey, I got a new one, though. And this one's called the Tickler, and it has, like, two different pieces to it, and it has a remote control. So that
with
the other
knobs
person
on it?
Can you, huh?
With two knobs on it, like?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
So somebody else can control it while you're using it, or they can use it on you. I mean, it has two pieces, so you can put it on both holes. Clit in the hole, but it don't matter which one you put it in. It just has two, so you just have a good
but
time.
There's never a time that y'all can't get dick, though. Now, rather
well,
than not you choose
to,
that's your business. Huh?
Chalk claims to be on a drought.
Clit, I am on a drought.
Hence the word claims to be on a drought.
You know what?
I believe her. She, her mouth, she too blatant. Like, she would say so. You know.
I think just because she hadn't had any good doesn't mean that she's on a drought. It just means that the ones that she had, she just didn't like.
That's a drought.
Whatever.
You know what, Princess Nay? The other night, no, excuse me, the other day, somebody put me up on this song, right? And it's kind of appropriate before we start getting into his other music. And he actually doesn't know what it is, ladies. It's like, I need y'all to listen to this song carefully, because after you listen to this song, you're going to need to either borrow my 10-inch dildo or my 8-inch chocolate vibrator or Nay's elephant or her new thing that Quan knew about. We'll get back to that later because I want to know how he know. And you might want to just grab your man and have him eat you out while you listen to this song. But this is Quan. I'm on her.
I couldn't get the other braid. He had it two different. He had the other one separated, but I got it out.
It's coming.
Shut up, I take that. I put this together like a okay. Shorty bye. It's a nice. I'ma put it on her. I don't know when she gon' come by.
To call back in from my cell phone because I'm getting ready to run my bath water. I'm headed to the bathtub. I'm just sorry. I tried not to do it, but I can't help it. I'm ready to go take a bath.
You know, I got to put up with nastiness.
No, I'm not being nasty. I'm just going to get in the tub. I mean, wow. Tub me.
You're an elephant.
No, the elephant is not going with me, and I have a new little friend anyways.
Don't electrocute yourself.
Oh, baby, I won't. We are good friends.
Okay.
Me in the water. We bond.
I could dig it with you, Aquarius or something.
I'm a Pisces, but, you know, as much as that wet, it needs to be in the tub. It doesn't need to be in the bed. It might cause a tidal wave.
Oh, okay. Do you squirt and shit?
Oh, Chalk taught me how.
What'd you say?
I'm waiting for that right moment.
Oh, yeah, my bad. You were waiting for me to show you how, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to show you. I will definitely show you.
Are we still going to have my threesome?
Huh? No.
I'm a perfect candidate.
What happened?
I was asking her, are we still going
to
have my threesome?
I don't want to.
I'm a perfect candidate.
No, I don't want to.
You sure?
I don't mind. Yeah, I'm sure. I think I punked out.
Huh?
I think I punked out. Who?
Oh, you just want me all to yourself?
I don't want any at all. I'm just not having sex anymore.
Girl,
I'm gonna be in my toys
don't
forever.
Stand next to her. Nobody.
I'm just excited to go strike the fuck out of her.
It's just me and my toys.
That's cool. That's cool.
I don't need a man anymore. I just got my toys. I have a large choice variety of those, so I'm
she
good.
She Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what you don't understand is on the line, she got a large choice, too.
I don't know anything about that.
I'm just saying, Nate. I'm going to show you this picture later on tonight. I swear to God.
Don't show me no picture. Don't show me no picture.
It's his hands. It's his hands. Matter of fact, I got a question for Mr. Quan. Okay, like you said, on your mixtape, you got 10 tracks, right?
Yeah, I got 10 tracks on my mixtape.
Okay. No, don't worry. I'm not going to make the assumption like for every track is an inch of your dick. No, that's not where I was going with that. What is your favorite song off of this mixtape?
I mean, they all have a certain place in my heart for a certain reason, you know. So all of them, depending on where I'm at and what zone I'm in at the moment. You know, clearly when I'm thinking about my son, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, something of that nature, it would be Getaway. You know, on the day where I'm feeling good, sun shining, and, you know them days where you really want to get crispy and just, you know, be out and about. You know, I listen to a Feel So Good record, you know, when I'm feeling a little rowdy and I want to bounce, I'm going to listen to it, I do it, you know. I mean, so it's something up there, you know. that fits my mood at any given moment.
I think for me, Getaway is real, real, that to me, that's real deep.
Yeah, that came from a deep place.
And me being a win-win, I ain't even go to front.
You a crybaby?
Huh?
You said, with you being a win-win, a crybaby?
Yeah, with me being a crybaby, when I first heard that song, it fucked me up. I can't even front. And, it really fucked me up. I was like, I had tears in my eyes because it's like you wrote it with so much emotion. And I was like, damn. And it's just like for anybody to have to go through that, that is so hard. But then it's like when you look at you and you look at your eyes, you know what I'm saying? Your eyes tell a story. Your music tells a story. Your body language tells about 5 or 6 different stories. So I could just imagine what it's like hanging out with you for a whole fucking day, from hanging out on the block with the fellas to being at home, watching you write music or trying to tweet. I mean, it's like everything that you do got some kind of story to it.
Aww.
It do. So, when you're out...
I've been through a lot.
Right? Huh?
I've been through a lot.
But you know what?
Seen a lot.
Your eyes tell that, but it don't tell, it shows you have, a lot of determination. Nothing is going to stop you. With every obstacle, you turn it into a positive.
I would have been finished a long time ago.
Yeah, because, remember when I was talking to you, and it's like I went behind the scenes for just a moment, and when the dude came... And he was like, this is my building. And you, tell him, yo, look, this is important. I'm not supposed to be here. That motherfucker was, stepping into territory, even though it's his building. It was like, you had just looked at your eye yo, let me holler at you for a minute. You were going to kick him around the building real quick.
It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. You know, and I ain't appreciate the way... He did that. He wasn't going to fuck that up for me and nobody else. But
And you pulled it off because that video, I swear, that was my first point of contact with you. And, I was very disrespectful when I seen the video, but it just caught me off guard because, you don't find a rapper that sings. You always got one or the other. Either the bitch can't sing, he got to go find an R&B singer to sing the hook for him, or you got an R&B singer that can't rap, and he got to go find a rapper.
Drake do it, don't he?
But you was out before Drake.
True.
And
you got a good point there.
Yeah, you sure as hell wasn't running around on Nickelodeon playing with no little ugly-ass motherfucking kids either.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So, you got a few people that do it, but, you really do this shit, from everything that you rap about, the way that you carry yourself, whether it's in the street, in the bedroom, walking, in church, if you go to church with your family, it's not it's no errors to you. You know what I'm saying?
You said ain't no errors? No errors?
You ain't got to put up no error. You ain't fronting.
Oh, no, I ain't time for that shit. I ain't perfect. And I'll tell you that. I don't like people like that, though. You know them people that act like they don't drink or smoke, when they get around church folk? I don't give a shit. This is what it is. You're going to accept me for who I am, not because I led you to believe something else under false pretenses. That shit is whack. So if you grow to love me and respect me and fuck with me, then you're growing to love and respect who I am as a man and as a person.
Yeah. So who are you?
Ferquan, you know, yeah. A city southern it's boy, huh?
It's deeper than that. Who
a family
are
man,
you?
A father. What you mean? What
yeah,
you mean? You gotta. I mean, I wear many hats. I've walked many miles in different shoes. So, when you already know when you're speaking to me, you know, you gotta give it to me like direct. What you mean?
Okay.
What you want to talk about?
You have, like, you're here for a reason. You've gone through so many different positives and negatives because you have a story to tell.
True.
Now,
so if you ask him when you,
that,
so, huh?
Whether people want to hear that or not, it doesn't matter. You still got to tell it. And nothing is going to happen until you tell that story.
Okay, so where do you want to begin? Where you want to begin? When I did 7 years in the penitentiary, how I got involved in the streets in the first place, how God spared my life, how we 5 life sentences, I almost got the death penalty, how they sentenced me to 23 years and I ended up doing 7.
So
how many times? Yeah,
wow,
I mean, where you want to go?
Damn.
Where you want to go?
Okay.
Hmm? What are we
let's
talking
start
about?
Let's start as a little jit. So, it's like, when did you realize that you had the gift of music?
I always knew. It ran in my family. It was never like, did I have the gift? I think the only thing that I questioned was, could I really sing the way my father and my uncle sung? Because my father, my biological father, wasn't really there. So he didn't give me no voice lessons, you know. I heard him sing, you know, in parts and in skits where he was in my life. But he wasn't really around enough to teach me. I didn't find out that I could really sing until later, later on in my life. My late teens, early 20s. So,
wow.
Yeah, but rhyming, shit. I've been rhyming since I was a little boy, like, seriously doing that. But, I got better, like, you know, I do some shit, catch a case, get locked up, you really practice, you know, fight with somebody. My mother put me on punishment, I practice, be on the block freestyling. You know, go do some shit that I ain't got no business doing, write a rhyme about it. But I wanted to be the best, and I had a natural knack for it. And it's crazy because I don't know if y'all remember a group called Jockbox and Skinny Boys, but out of Connecticut, they was the first dudes that I actually seen on TV that I actually, you know, met. And then, you know, the next person was Jay-Z, because Jay used to come to Virginia. We had mutual friends. And so Jay was the next person that I seen go on TV. And it was at that point, I was like, you know, I knew Jay used to get money out here. And like I said, we used to fuck with some of the same people. But I was, you know, I was a part of the little crew of niggas. And basically... to see him get on and go where he was going. I was on my way to penitentiary when he started popping, but it made it that much more real. Like, oh, shit, like, a nigga can really do this shit. So I had a dream, but I was just so heavy in the street because at that point that's what I saw was the best way for me to achieve what I wanted to achieve. So my attitude was either I'm gonna make a few million, you know, out of the drug game, you know, or you know, I'm gonna make a few million out of the music game, you know. And unfortunately, drug game seemed more appealing at that point in time, you know, and that shit caught up with me. You know, I did my bit, I came home, and thank God I signed a deal less than a year later. You know? and it gets even deeper. Hello? Y'all quiet. I can't hear nobody. Hello?
I am so sorry about that. My fucking internet connection went the fuck out. Let me
again?
Get Quan back. Yeah, let me get Quan back on the phone. Hold on a second. I'm going to call you back right now. My internet came back up. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Hey, Kimmy.
Hey. I can hear you now.
Man, my fucking... Man, I swear, my internet, like, something is wrong with the cable, so if you touch it or something, it will fuck up. So
you gotta
rig it. Man, I'm trying, but my fucking dog, everything is flying back on the line, I swear. Chris is safe, fault.
No, it's not.
Hello?
Quan, I am so sorry about that. I have an issue with my cable. I need to have the cable people come out and do something to my outlet. So if anything touches my modem, it'll get staticky. And so it went out, and it didn't help that my fucking 75-pound pit decided he wanted to just plop on the fucking cord. So I'm going to beat him up when we get off the show and tell him that you told me to do it.
Wow.
If you want to blame it on him, that's cool.
She just hung up on you. It must have got too deep for
her.
What happened?
It got too deep for her, so she had to hang up.
Yeah, that's. I don't want to hear shit else about me not, you know, me being afraid to ride the wave and all that punk ass shit like that.
Because you invited Chuck to come ride your wave, and I think she said no, right?
What'd you say?
I think she said no, right?
Who?
Chuck.
No, I
said no to who?
I think, didn't you invite her to come ride your wave?
Neither.
And she said no because she was scared.
Neither one of y'all.
What?
Neither one of y'all. Hold on.
Mhm. You know what? Why he?
What?
I'm trying to debate. I want to play. I do it, and like Chris's name, like
yeah.
On the song that he got. I do it. Like his lyrics is so fucking crazy. You know what, Quan? I'm getting ready to play. I do it because that's like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, man. That's my joint right there.
Cause you was
the
so
words
cool
is.
With crazy. Your flow was fucking crazy.
I want to hear him sing right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Man, you just want me to sing while you popping yourself off. You are so nasty.
I'm not popping off right now. I am just like right here in the tub just relaxing, listening to the show.
Let me hear the water. I don't hear no water.
Did you hear it?
Nope.
Oh, that's still there again,
because
I splashed.
Dev, hurry up. Yeah, just pull it real quick, John John. Pull it down. Quick. Hello?
Yeah.
I don't hear no water. She lying. Let me.
Chuck, will you please tell him?
I hear the water. It sounds like she's at the beach. She's making waves.
I don't know. We're going to see. She got something. She got to do something in order to get me to sing. Fair exchange is no robbery.
What?
So, Princess Nay, while you working on your fair exchange, you're going to play I Do It.
Carry yourself.
man, I swear. As soon as this shit want to come up.
It's temperamental like its operator.
You know what? Fuck you.
What?
I swear, I just can't.
I want to hear water and the elephant.
Oh, elephant is not here. Sorry, I told y'all I wasn't using the elephant. I was just getting in the tub. That's it.
Hold on 1 second. I got to do a different way for this one. This show is supposed to be so good. That's why I'm going through so many adversities because something ain't right. Haters.
I told you about them all. Fossil looking people, stop dealing with them.
I shut up. Here we go. I do it. And then you bring it out, and you bring out this bag, right? I
think it was what you thought it was gonna be? Guns?
No, like you know how you got the little money in the little bands and shit like that?
Oh yeah.
I see that popcorn like, shit. I'm like, what in the fuck? Like, who had time to ball it up like that?
You asking me a real question about that bag?
Yes.
Honestly, like my ones, my fives, and my tens, I balled them up. If I walk in the house with ones, fives, tens, and I-20s, I ball them up like trash. And I put them in bags, and I've been doing it for years. And so when a bag fill up, I put it up in a safe somewhere, different places around, you know, different banks, P.O. boxes, and different things like that, different accounts and shit. It's just a saving money tactic, that's all. So that's what you saw. You saw one of my duffel bags. I'm a real duffel bag boy. But I promote saving. You know, I like to tell people a lot, you know, love is a verb. You know, God is real, and make 10, save 5, 9 if you can for a rainy day, you know.
Wow. That is so cute. So it's safe to say that.
I do it with my change, too. My babies get all my nickels, dimes, and quarters to do what they want with, pretty much.
See, y'all heard it on Chocolate City Radio. His ones, his fives, and his tens do not go in the strip club, and he do not make it rain on those stinking assholes.
Nah, it's pimping all day, big twice on Sunday. You know, we can definitely link up and get some paper together. You know, I definitely believe in assets and not liabilities, but nah. I'm not saying I ain't never did it, but nah. You won't catch me doing that.
With your money nowadays, but you have more
things with
your money, correct?
Yeah, but I mean, even then, if I did break bread, I had better things to do. And half the time, if I was tipping one, she chose me, so it wasn't, you know, I wasn't even then, you know, even if it appeared to be tricking, it wasn't, you know, because that money came back. But you know, tricking is tricking, even if you got it. So I don't encourage that. Pretty sure there's a lot of hustlers just thinking about all the money they did though that they wish they had. You know.
Wow.
I rather invest that money.
So you don't condone tricking?
Nah.
Okay, so if you
don't knock it. I mean, I don't knock it, you know. Even the trick has a place in the food chain. You know, I don't knock it. You know, I'm just saying, like, you know, a nigga like me, Jackie ain't doing it. That's all. You know I ain't doing it.
Interesting, but what if your fella, I mean, if your fella's tricked, you wouldn't look differently at them, though, right?
If who?
Your fella.
My homies?
Yeah, your homies.
I mean, what they do is on them. I'm talking about me, you know. But then again, you know, hey, to each his own. I ain't got to do all that. That's all I'm saying. Ain't no tricking. You know. Should you trick? Do you trick?
Only if I don't want the bitch to come to my house, I will pay for the room if I really need to bust a nut.
I don't think that's tricking. That's not tricking. That's not tricking. I mean, because you can, you know, you can't call tricking things that you would do on your own. You know what I'm saying? Like, really. Like, if we, you know, we went out, we had a good time, you know, and that's what I set out to do, then, you know, having a meal, you know, going to a movie or a bar, having a few drinks, like, to me, that's not tricking. Like, that wouldn't even be my motive. Like, if it's just to hang out, it's just to hang out. Like, if you, you know, if you, that's your sole motive, you know, you buying her drinks and different things like that because you solely want to beat, then maybe you are tricking. But, nah, I ain't talking about that. I ain't going to a strip club throwing my money at no bitches. To each his own, I'm just not going to do it. That's all. I'd rather spend that money on my children. That's all.
I like that. That's a good thing.
You know. Why go in a strip club, throw $500 to a stack? If I'm going to just do that, I'm going to put some stupid rocks in my daughter's ear. You know what I'm saying? Like, some rocks far bigger than what a baby's supposed to have. I'd rather find joy in that. You know? Spend $500 to $1,000 doing that when I can spend that money on my son. You know? A mink or something for a little nigga. I don't know, something crazy if that's what I'm going to do. There's a million other things I could do besides, you know, give it to a chick. I give it to, you know, I'm going to give it to a better cause. Hell, I put it in the Gerber plant and let it collect interest. There's just so many things that you could do. But they got to eat too, so I'm not knocking them, you know. I'm just saying to each his own. My mind state is different. That's all. Doc, what are you doing?
She's having toy time. Like you talking, she's having toy time.
That's what it is.
Doing. She's listening to your
voice. Getting off. She's getting off to my voice.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what she's doing. So I'm gonna call you out.
Oh.
So
it's two of y'all. So it's two of y'all on the phone, on the radio station, playing with toys.
Not me.
Or just one sitting in the water.
You.
Oh, okay.
Yep. One's in the tub and the other is playing with the toy. And Chuck's got like some big sumo toys.
Wow.
Yeah, they like 10, 15 inches, dude. You got Mandigo toys.
Wow. How you know? You watched this?
I did. She did it on camera one day.
Mm-hmm. I ain't see that video.
You missed it. She was given the how to deliver felony head instructions. She was given a tutorial on camera.
I seen that one.
You know, I'm going to play, let's see here.
What you going to play?
I got to play Getaway because this one is a heart. This is a tearjerker right here. This is like really from, this is from your soul right here.
Yeah, that's for my baby boy, Caden.
So we're going to play this, and RIP, Caden, and our blessings go to you and your family. So Getaway by Quan. Swear. This is not working for me. Hold on. Is it? Hold on. When in doubt, let me go to my other resource. All right. Hold on. Getaway.
Fingers. and close to eye. Till the doctor told me he died. These words can't explain all the pain inside. But I feel like I done lost control. So many burdens on my soul. How the hell could I be so young? Be yet and still feel so old. Everything's going wrong. I'm feeling all alone and lost in the worst of the world. I just need to get away. I just wanna get away. As the days fly by and my chest gets dry, I feel like I'm losing my mind. I just need to get away. I just wanna get away.
They say that when it rains, it pours, and I believe them. No, I'm blessed, but in the midst of these storms, it's hard to see them. They say everything. Life is really happening for me. Hard to not question God when your baby stop breathing. Last night I had a dream, and with my dream came the nightmare. I see my son lifeless in his little stupid nightmare. I tried to analyze the what and why from every angle. Like, Lord, am I so bad that you just had to take my angel? My mother's shit thinking, now my thinking getting dead wrong. The funeral cost it, plus my baby need a headstone. Trying to hold on, but keep a grip of getting hard. Hear my mama in my ear, just let it go and let God. Got to rock up to the ceiling, trying to kill the feeling left in me. Satan in my side, you trying to kill the best in me. Indefinitely, I'm really sick of all this bullshit here. Like, Father, I need peace.
Please take me there.
Everything's going wrong. I'm sitting on the phone and lost in the
world. Oh, I just need to get away. I just want to get away.
As the days fly by and my chest gets dry, I feel like I'm losing my mind. I need to get away.
I just need to get away. I just want to get away. Cause I'm losing my mind. Hurts so bad.
That was Get Away. Like, that is a deep ass song for real.
Thank you.
That, I don't know, that, like, as my mom says, that's like one of those songs that just puts a lump in your in your chest, because that is just like so serious. Like, I'm not gonna get mushy today. I'm gonna be strong and whatnot. So
okay, so.
So when you do a show, how do you deal with females that throw themselves at you?
What you mean?
Like, when you doing a show, bitches that come up and be wanting to fuck.
Hey, that's a polite way of asking me if I ever had groupie experiences before.
I'm sure you have. Shit, just a moment, bro. Plenty of moments.
I did, so that speaks for itself.
But, you know, like, have you ever just, like, has a woman ever just been so aggressive to you, like, yo, for real, I don't want the pussy?
Man, I'm picky anyway, regardless. It don't make no difference. Like, I'm going to do what I want. Like, nobody can force me to do what I don't want to do. I'm a leader. I'm not a follower. I'm a boss-ass nigga for real. Like, so, furthermore, I did time in the penitentiary, so, you know, shit, me and my hand very well acquainted.
Now, see, that's what we were talking about before Tilt messed up the modem. Now, okay, Jay was doing his thing, you was going in, and you realized, okay, you know, shit can happen. You said that you were facing several life sentences, you did 7 off of a 23 or something like that, and you was looking at the death penalty.
What about it?
Yeah, whoa, like, how the fuck did that happen?
What part?
Let's see. What was first? How did the death penalty shit, was that with the 23-year sentence?
Nah, that was something totally different. All right. I really don't want to get into the other things, but, just different situations throughout life, you know what I'm saying? You you know, different sections of town and different beefs pop up and, you know, different wars pop off and you get caught up in different situations where, you know, either it's you or it's the upside. And, you know, things happen, but by the grace of God, you know, I had a few cases and I was acquitted of them. But, you know, anytime you're involved with a murder in the commission of another felony, say, you know, a malicious wounding or a robbery or something like that, they can give you a capital murder charge. You feel me?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and in Virginia, if I'm not mistaken, when I was going through that, there was also a statute that if you had a first-degree murder charge and you could prove it was premeditated, that, you know, the judge did have an option to give you the death penalty. But it didn't make it that far. But just to know that you have that option, you know, I mean, a life sentence is enough to know that, you know, the judge could be like, you know, guilty and then say, you know, oh, well, you're never going home again. You know, some real shit.
Oh, VA don't play, because that's like a commonwealth. They make up laws, like, they change draws.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. But, you know, grace of God and some good lawyers, you know, I came from a part of that situation.
And, you know, what's crazy is like, the logistics of it all is, like, people that's listening is, like, it doesn't matter if you have a fucked up past, you did time, you can still do whatever the fuck you want to do when you set your mind to it. Don't let nobody tell you because you got a couple of felonies you ain't going to be shit and you can't do shit. That's a motherfucking lie.
That's the realest shit ever. Because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people tried to count me out, man. A lot of people said I'd be dead by now. You know, when I was younger. Just had, you know, I was just going through a lot. Like, I had been through a lot, and a lot of that was me lashing out, you know. My father was in and out of penitentiary. You know, my baby brother was getting locked up. It was just a lot of shit going on. You know, a lot of my friends was getting killed. You know, niggas was dying. Like, man, it wasn't playing. Like, niggas was getting buried. So, you know, to be that young, and you know, and start off in the game like that early, does something to you. You know, I didn't wake up like, oh, you know, I'm gonna be out here doing this, that, and the third. You know, something happened.
So when little kids come up to you, right, and you're out and you're chilling, or you might be on the block talking to your friends or at the barbershop, what do you say to them?
Depends on what they're dealing with. I got to fairly assess what their situation is. You know, if they have a situation, so it depends. You know, I give them the basic. You know, stay in school. You know, God is real. You know, I'm very involved with my hood, so, you know, one of these little niggas acting up, they mamas will come, especially if I'm in the barbershop that day and I'm cutting hair and little nigga tripping, you know, moms will bring them by there. You know, I'm going to tell Quan and, you know, I deal with them accordingly. Depends, you know, what kind of relationship I have with their parents. You know, if they father's like a brother or, you know, their mother like a sister or whatever, you know, I might tighten that little nigga ass up. It depends, but I'm involved. You know, because sometimes these little dudes, they need to know that a live wire, you know, somebody that's stronger than them, you know what I'm saying, care enough about them to tell them, hey, I'll bust your ass. You know what I'm saying? Let me hear about you acting up in school. They just want to know that you care. You know, damn, this nigga really took time out of his day to come to my mama's house to jack my ass up to tell me he got... You know, don't nobody got time for it, and he expect more out of me. Sometimes they need that tough love, man. You know? And a little bit of that goes a long way.
Wow.
And I feel like,
You know, I feel like if a nigga, oh, I don't care if you a millionaire, like, hey, you ain't got to spend your money with nobody but yourself. But that's the least you can do, because it takes a village to raise a child. So, you know, if you could do that, you know, give a little nigga some morals and values, you know, then each one teach one, we want better.
I like that. I like that. So what do you got new for 2012?
Oh, we got a few treats and tricks up my sleeve. Yeah, I'm definitely putting out an album. At some point in the year.
A little bird told me about an R&B mixtape.
That possibly might be coming. Sooner than later.
I mean, how do you think people going to react to that? Because it's like, they're so used to you doing both, you know what I'm saying? So just to have this possible mixtape with just one, be like, the ladies are going to love it. They're going to be happy. Dudes would be like, okay, he really about to help me get some pussy, because, like, bitches to him sing, then they pussy going to be wet, and it's going to be easy for me to slide up in there. So, you know, dudes going to gas you up on that, because you're making their love life a lot easier.
I hope so. I hope it's received like that. You know, I love singing, like, for real. Like, some days more so than rhyming. And so I do it, and whoever accepts it, they accept it. I don't worry, you know, I never really worried about, you know, how people felt about it. Like, oh, this nigga doing all of this singing shit, you know, he should just rap. I never really cared about it. Because I know people that can't do neither one, and they're you know, they'd give anything in the world to just be able to do one, you know what I'm saying? Not to mention to do two equally. But I love it. I'm gonna do it.
So what is the craziest thing someone has come up to you and asked you to do?
Craziest thing? I'm not approachable. It depends, because I'm not approachable on no bullshit. You know that. I'm a wolf, and a motherfucker know it. So, you know, it's going to be, it ain't never really been nothing I could say crazy, you know. You know, crazy to me is, you know, crazy begets crazy, you know, so.
Nothing that causes you to knock a motherfucker out or nothing like that. You know, a female might come up to you and, like, she might want your boxer. She might want something off of your body because she is that much of a fan.
Oh. Man, I don't know. I've had some situations. They had this festival, and it's probably like 1,000 people in the street, and they got this spot in my hood called the Moten, and they set up a stage, and then they set up like fences and tables, and you know, to kind of like keep the crowd back. But I surprised everybody, and I came out on stage, man, and they broke the tables, like. It was crazy. I mean, quite a few situations, man. A girl that was almost bigger than me, full speed ahead. I'm putting gas in my damn car. Shorty jumped on me, like, on me, completely on me. Damn near knocked me over, huh?
Oh wow.
So it's been some different situations. Too many to name, but I don't really, you know, be cool for the most part. The love be cool, you know. I think I carry myself in a way that and move in a way that, you know, I, for the most part, I get approached, you know, tastefully. People do what you allow them to and what they feel they can get away with.
Wow. That's quite interesting. Princess Nay is still waiting for you to sing, but Nay, he was like, he ain't heard
yet. Would you say that again? Say that again?
Princess Nay is waiting for you to sing, but she ain't talking yet. I ain't heard no sound.
She ain't really talking to me, though. She can't really want me to sing.
That's because you and Tess have been engaged in conversation. I've been maintaining everything on Twitter for all these pooches, including those little Kenny who are lusting after you on Twitter because your voice is so sensual and sexy that it's making their panties wet. I mean, these people are really getting excited via Twitter right now.
So what kind of, all right, so let me see. If they're talking like that, I might have to sing a few times, maybe. So what you want? You want our oldies but goodies? Maybe we do something like our oldies but goodies.
I want a song off that Black Tape labeled "Get the Draws Off." That's the kind of song I want.
Oh, "Get the Draws Off." One of those. All right, let me see. All right, so that's your gift, and then Chalk, you got it's your turn. All right, that's the deal.
Beat the pussy up kind of song.
All right, let me see. Okay. Let me think. All right. Hold me closely, baby. Never let me go. I know you want me. Just keep telling me so. Do all the things that bring pleasure to my soul. Like sweet. Hold on. 1 second.
How the hell are you going to tell me to hold on?
Hold on. Cuz, I got to do it right if I'm going to do what I'm going to do right. Hold on. All right, here we go. Let me think. All right, here we go. All right. Hold me closely, baby. Never let me go. I know you want me, but just keep telling me so. Do all the things that bring pleasure to my soul. Like sweet kisses from my neck to my earlobes. Hold my body tight and dance with me slow. As our tongues do a dance of their own. And if you listen close, you might make me moan. Look in my eyes and see I'm lost in your love zone. Oh, somehow, some way, you got me, baby, trapped in another world. Where my pains are my pleasures and tears come from joy. And my every frown is turned upside down. And butterflies keep my stomach all tied up. Said it feels so good. There you go. Horse and all.
Oh, wow.
And that was fun, right? That was just for Princess Nay.
Yeah, that was for Nay.
That was for me. So all y'all from my shop panties get wet, but guess what? It was strictly for the princess.
Who that, Chalk?
That's not like Juan.
That's what
I
play the piano for chocolate.
I'm going to replay and bring out the elephant, and I'm going to play the song while me and the elephant have a good time.
There you go. I know you didn't record that.
Yes, we did.
Oh, that sucks.
And I'm going to listen to it while I have toy time.
Yay.
Yeah, we might have to clip that, and I'm going to give you another version. Because, look, I'm going to hear it back, and I'm not going to like it.
For real?
I know I'm not.
Well, you just keep calling me and keep giving me different versions. It's okay. I don't mind.
You're going to have to cut me a check.
Huh?
You're going to have to cut me a check.
Child Bill, what? The princess doesn't cut checks. She gets checks. That'll work.
See? There you go. Mm-hmm. Well, how about you go get some checks and we split them?
Break oh, that'll bread. Work. You know, I'm fine.
Oh, you all right with me?
Mm-hmm. You better know you're going to work for it, though.
Who going to work for it?
I'll be like, nigga, rub my feet.
What? You be like, hold on, whoa.
Rub my feet.
Say that again. What'd you say?
I said, this is Chalk's phrase. Rub my feet, bitch.
Chocolate, you be talking to niggas like that?
No, what happened was I had got a body massage, and this dude, while the body massage was massaging my feet or whatever, we recorded the video for my site. So this person that used to represent me wrote the title for the video, Rub My Feet, You Bitch. So the dude didn't know about the video and the title, right? So when he's on somebody else's radio show, he's throwing out my name like, yo, I done did this with Chalk Mommy, blah, blah, blah. So motherfuckers was like, oh, they wasn't going to bring it up unless he brought it up. So they was like, yo, you seen the video? He's like, what video? The massage. He's like, yeah, I gave him a massage. They was like, nah, the foot massage where she was like, rub my feet, bitch. So they put him on the radio show, and they recorded it, and they pulled up the video, and he looked at the title, and everybody started laughing.
Wow.
So he was
I'm too cool for all of that. I mean, I don't mind rubbing your feet, but shit, you know, my feet got to get rubbed and all that, too. It's a fair exchange is no robbery. Did you just say what? As in what? Like, that is absurd? Like, that can't happen?
As in, what the hell ever, dude? That's so not an option.
What ain't an option? Oh, I mean, fair exchange, no robbery. Listen, I'm not B.
You know what? I'll tell you. The people that I work with, they bought me this sign that, of course, it's in pink and white and, like, another purple, pastel purple. And the sign says, it's all about me, a.k.a. it's all about the princess. I'm not rubbing nobody's feet. Now, I'll pay somebody to rub your feet, but I damn sure ain't rubbing them.
Man, you would rub them if you had the opportunity to rub them.
No, boo. You crazy. I hate feet.
You hate feet?
I hate feet. I don't even like people that touch me with
see,
their feet.
See, that's why you got all them elephants talking like that.
The elephants are by choice.
Yeah, okay. They don't spank and hold you at night, so...
I don't mean that. I have body pillows for that. I'm good.
Yep.
Chalk, I got it
all figured out. Good. You can't talk to a body pillow, nigga.
I know, and I don't have to listen for the bullshit that they say back when I talk, so I'm good still.
Yeah, Stella over it.
Wow, this is crazy. Princess May. I'm going to play this one for you so you can feel so good. This is Feel So Good by Quan.
Yeah, you need to loosen up. Rub some feet. Rub some feet.
Rub my feet, bitch.
I'll sing you another song a little later. Rub some feet.
Works.
Here we go. Feel So Good. Off the Struggle mixtape.
Pop your ear out like an inner tube. May I remind you, I am a felon who caught a lot of cases over attitude. I'd rather cop haze and get high with it. Get paid and stay fly with it. You know why? It feels so good to be young. It feels so good to be free. It feels so good to be shy. It feels so good to be me. It feels so good to be young. It feels so good to be free. It feels so good to be sunshine. It feels so good to be me. I take a shower, get dressed for the evening. Christian Artichet and C jeans in. I take a sip and hit the piff and get the lean and back up in that Batmobile. Gleaming. So get up for happy hour, hit the spot for a drink and hit up my thugs and hit the clubs as we frequent. And hopefully I'll find a hottie I can frequent. Or two, one black, one Puerto Rican. Hit the line on my VIP shit. It's in the time that I think I'm a freak with. It's in my eyes, mind like a beast. In the switch of a hip-hop cheat. A couple shots too strong, stepping up strong, drinking it short, but keep going wrong, flash on me, and I can't complain. Just doing my thing, and you know what? It feels so good to be young, it feels so good to be free, it feels so good to be alive, it feels so good to be me. It feels so good to be young, it feels so good to be free.
Boogie sometimes, you know? I like to dance sometimes, man. You know, it's good for your spirit. Huh?
Sure. Matter of fact, I'm going to close out this mixtape and then bring it back in so I can get this song. While I'm waiting for that to come up, I got to play Summertime. Fuck around here, I'm going to play your whole mixtape. Then I'm going to be pushing it tonight and tomorrow and forever and get the numbers right so everybody can be like, oh, my God. The
and we need to talk to Candy about those musical vibrators that she's creating.
So musical vibrators?
Getting some of his music on the musical vibrators. It vibrates to the beat of the music of the song.
Princess Nate, could you imagine the vibrator playing, the hook would feel so good, and he's singing, and it's in your
I know, mouth. Right?
It's like, oh, my
That's
God.
That's what I was thinking about.
This chocolate, sexy motherfucker with long fingers with a dick about the size of a ruler, and, oh,
what? Say that again?
Huh?
Say that again?
If you can hear, you can hear.
I couldn't hear you. That's why I'm asking you to say it again.
Oh, I was saying, picture.
You have your long fingers inside of all of her holes. That's basically what she says, and vibrating to the beat of Feel So Good.
Oh, yeah, like my pointer, my middle finger looks like a white boy dick, probably.
Oh, wow.
Okay, now, Prince's next. He said, yeah. Now, take in consideration that he has the palm that goes with it, too. So remember, the tip of your middle finger to where your wrist starts is, like, beside the length of your dick. I swear, if he not the size of a ruler, he like maybe an inch and a half shy.
Oh man, you will never touch me. Ever.
You know that's just an assumption though.
Okay, well, that's not saying it's true. Let me see.
Yeah, you're not saying it's not.
What'd you say?
You're not saying that it's not.
I'm not saying that it's not what?
True.
What you talking?
Basically, the women of Chocolate City Radio want to know from 10 to 12 on the ruler where you landing.
I'm neither one of them.
Oh, he like 13, 14.
Oh.
Nah, man. Don't no woman want that.
Sure don't.
And if a woman do want that, I don't want her.
She loves you,
though.
Huh? Hell no.
She's all used up.
Nah, I mean, I'm good. You know, I ain't complaining. I never had a complaint, so I'm good with that.
I'm
I know what to do with what I got.
Mhm.
Wow. Yeah.
What to do?
Wow. That's crazy.
So funny.
Like, you don't want it. Ooh wee. Wow. Now see, you know, before I would say summertime, and then I'm gonna have to ask some of our, you know, we can't treat you differently. We gotta treat you like everybody else, right?
I'm not asking that question.
You ain't got
I'm
to.
Special.
I'm gonna ask him that question, but I'm gonna ask him the other question from the female.
You can ask me whatever you want. It's up to me rather than not answer.
I'm not asking it.
I know
you're
not, cause you're a punk. So
I'm not a punk.
Come on, play summertime with her shook ass. Sit on your elephant and let's get it.
Act like I'm a punk, whatever. I got your punk, nigga.
You got it right here.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Like a shoe.
Yo, summer sand, sun and sand, feeling like 100 grand, underpants up in France, like I'm from another land. I'm a man, I got needs, like I need you on your knees. I'm a need, underneath, don't forget the M.E.T.s. Where do we begin? What you see me in? Starting with the B&M, tell me what's the BPM? 89, yeah, that's fine, feeling like it's summertime. Sipping something potent, hope it's love potion, number 9. Damn, you fine from behind, what's your size? If you brawl, oh my God, knock it off, knock us all. Natural, actual, but he won't, astral. I'll be down for anything, but only if he has to do. Back of still water in my glass of milk. Swish, swish, using it as mouthwash. Swish, swish, push, push. Don't you wish this is your life? This is your night. When it comes to summertime, don't you know the world is mine?
Summertime. Blue skies. Feeling free. Don't you?
Down the street, need to celebrate the weekend. Picking up my best friend, tell him bring the weed in. 90 degrees, even got a slight breezing. I don't need to tell you that this be my favorite season. Hanging on the beach, but I'm sitting under trees. Got a little vodka mixed in my iced tea. And don't you know I'm light skinned, gotta use the right shit. SPF 45, chilling in my whiteness. Rolling up sticky buds, sticking all to my thumbs. Only smoking on a joint, no, I can't be smoking buds. Time for fun, just invite the hot ones. Bring them to the hot tub, suddenly they popped on. Now I'm rock hard, living like a rock star. Push it to the limit, but stay out the back of cop cars. Can't be locked up by law enforcement. All I do is lean back, breathe and enjoy this.
Summertime, blue skies, feel the breeze, no trees.
Catch me in that 83 heavy Chevy used for the piping. Candy with a clear coat, girls to my liking. 36, 24.
436 sizes, coke bottle model, filled with surprises, eyes is sliding, girlfriend jigging in, any mini money trying to find me when I'm swimming in the sundress. That'll undress whoever body and brain games the dumbest. Cheese be the bombest, loving the calmness, living life too right to get the wrong shit. And I'm on this, get to my money, blow throws, spit flows, lay low where it's sunny. Can't complain about the thing, man. When I'm chilling with some of the finest things on the continent, so I'm content with having a good time. In my zone, no patrol with a splash of lime. Summertime, blue skies. Breathe, no trees, and it feels good, so good, like it should, and you feel it too. Summertime, blue skies, and it breathe.
Wow. So, Mr. Kwan, how freaky are you?
I don't have any vision, as long as it don't involve no homosexual shit.
Do you like to have your ass licked?
maybe. Shit. Maybe.
Good answer. Good answer.
We like maybe. We like you a lot.
Yes, we do.
But see, it's a fine line. It's a fine line between the lick and the stick. So you might get kicked if you don't make the right decisions, huh?
I said, well, you know, do you like to stick it there too? Well, a female, not a male.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're not gonna ask me no homosexual questions. We know.
No.
We clearly know better. Huh? I mean, like I said, I don't have no inhibitions. I'm all into pleasing my lover like that. I mean, You should be. What are we doing it for? Don't waste my time. I'm not going to waste yours. That's how I should be.
Have you done
the TV
yet?
What?
Have you done
it
for TV yet?
I didn't hear you. Say that again.
Have you done it for TV yet?
Have I done it for TV yet?
Yeah, that's just a saying, like, have you made a movie just for your viewing pleasure?
Of course. It was rather exciting, too.
I haven't.
You should.
Really?
So, but, like, for me, watching the dick go in and out of the pussy, that's really, really exciting, right? But then, it's just something about when he's shooting, when he's coming, like how he'll bust some of me and then he'll like pull out and then leave some on my belly. Like, so it's coming out my pussy and then it's...
You rub it in your skin like lotion?
No, I'm good with that.
You don't?
Nah, y'all can have it.
You don't, like, you don't drink it, nothing?
Yeah, ooh. That, but I don't want it on me. I'd rather have it in me somewhere, but not on me.
I mean, all of that counts. It ain't just about what you want. You know, fair exchange is no robbery. See, you got to stop fucking with lame niggas, man.
I like the
ones
that
do
what
I tell them
to do. Huh? I like the ones that do what I tell them to do. That way they do what I want, and then when I get tired of them, I kick them to the curb and move on.
That's cool.
That way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it. It sounds good.
What do you mean?
It makes life a lot easier.
To me.
Oh.
But it is all about me. I learned from the best. Chalk taught me well.
Nah, you ain't learned from the best. You read my book?
Chalk taught me well.
Oh. Well, she read my book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His book is something serious, Princess May.
Send me the title of the book, and I'll buy it.
The Don for Quan Experience.
You're going to have to send it to me because I can't write it down
right
now.
I got the it's just not, like, that easily accessible.
It's not?
Nah.
It should be.
No. Because then you would evaluate it.
Essential.
Huh?
The world may be missing out on something special.
I mean, then the world will have to miss it. Everything ain't for everybody.
Okay.
Right?
Gotcha.
But I got you, though. I got you, though, princess. I'm going to turn you into a queen before it's all over with, okay?
Oh, my God.
Nay. Princess. Where'd she go?
Hold on. She is there, matter of fact. While
she didn't run. She took her elephant and ran.
She probably did. You probably scared her.
Who? She was popping way too much shit to me.
Well, she's going to pop way too much shit to you after she hear this one. You guys forgot about this one, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we got to get her back on the line.
She's still on the line.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. Princess Nay.
Tell her to say something.
Nay. It's Sean.
See, it was the queen. It was the princess queen line. It bit her in. Either she took her elephant and ran, huh?
She's still on here. You probably scared her. See,
no.
Gotta,
tell her to come back.
You scared her. So
Jackie scared
her. I got to play this one because I almost forgot about it, and you wasn't going to remind me either. You know what I'm going to play?
Got to let me go.
Not that one. That's the last one, but this one right here. You should know what it is because you had me listen to it. Y'all remember?
I'm thinking.
You'll hear it. Here we go.
What you
call
your phone for anyway? Shit.
Oh.
Feeling jealousy. Thinking of going through my girl's phone. She's been hanging out a whole lot. And I've been with the babies at home. Now normally I wouldn't try. But I heard her talking to another guy. She thought I was low stone. I had a problem with people for that nigga that she loved so bad. But when I be there wrong, if I go find his ass, he was like, fuck that nigga that she thinks he fell. But when I be there wrong, now, if I go beat him, I'm just saying, you were so crazy. I'm beating the nigga ass for that nigga, baby. Don't fuck with me, saying you can do better. I might not be rich, but I got my shit together. I got my own money, old dog, and old crib.
Girl.
know it's been a killing, but don't know who got it or who done it. See, homie told me he had a feeling that something was gonna kill him. But damn, we didn't know we really did. Yes, they shot a Mustang. They boxed him up, left his body here, then they slid. Left him face down in the alley, for the fool's lead alley. But his life leaking on the concrete. But he only had that premonition, cause of the life that we was living was in. And there's no conflict. That's why I say, we gotta let you go, let you go, let you go. We gotta let you go, let you go, let you go. You know I love you so. Trouble with my mama and trouble with my drama. And the same with the spring or the summer. See, we get stressed with the struggle. With stuff we had to hustle. It's easy to even think about the trouble. The only something he had to get into life. We had to live in a damn way. You know we really did. So the fans messed him up and messed him up when this kitty used to hit the first mix. Left him in the cell, mad as hell, doing 15 years away from all his family and his kids. But he got that proposition because of the life that we was living with him. And death or worse prison, that's why I say, he's gotta let you go, let you go, let you go.
She ran, whatever.
Nigga, I didn't run. Run for what?
Anime, watch your tone to me.
I had to close my body. Sorry. I mean, I put a lot of clothes on, but I did have to put some.
I can dig it. You lucky, because I was about to lace your shoes with some slick shit. Dipped off on me. That wasn't too cool.
Wow. And, Nate, we already see that he got a slick-ass mouth. He got a slick, slick mouth. Oh, by the way, Princess Nate, guess who's going to be featured in Chocolate City Magazine? Mr. 12
Yeah, the crowd.
Himself, Mr. 12 Inches himself.
Yeah, the applause.
Oh, yeah, matter of fact, I got some. Where the hell is it? Hold on. Hold on. Here it is right here.
Well, you got me. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Princess Nay. Princess Nay.
She's getting dressed again.
I swear. This girl, she stays square. Stays with the skimpiest shit. Matter of fact, I know you got a homeboy.
I didn't leave. I had the damn phone on mute. I was actually listening and talking to y'all old punk asses then. I heard that applause of his ass trying to give. Yes, my darling.
You know what? I think we should introduce Quan to the Gucci prank call.
I think so, too. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay. What we do is, you know, sometimes we do what is called chocolate fantasies, where we prank call people. So we had an artist on the show, right? And this guy hit us up on Twitter, and he asked us to prank call his best friend. So he told us to act like somebody's manager that was really famous or whatever, right? So what I did was I acted like I was Gucci's manager, and he had won a free verse with Gucci. And what happened next was really you would love me to be your homegirl, because you would be like, you know what? I fucked with you. You a retarded ass bitch. And, you know, this kind of like put me on the map and made people take notice that I'm very flexible and multi-talented in certain things that I do. So we're going to let you play. We're going to play this for you before we let you go. And then you can have something to laugh at and tell your friends.
Play
the first one and the second one. What the hell? Wow.
Dude would hit me 8 minutes into the damn show talking about his name is LB. He might have to wait for Friday.
Get that here. Come on, let's go. Let's get him. Let's get him. Let's get him. Let's get him. I got to do this.
Hold on. Let me get the number out of my email.
You're the manager of Gucci Man. You're the manager of Gucci Man.
Okay, hold on.
You gotta say butter. You gotta say butter. I'm serious. That right there, that's official. That's how he knows.
Okay, I'm about to call him, and I'm about to put y'all on hold.
Hello.
Can I speak with LB?
This me.
Hey, LB, how you doing? My name is Francis Smith, and I'm Gucci Mane's manager. Your friend submitted you in a contest to get a verse with Gucci, and you won.
Wait, you who, manager?
I'm Gucci's manager, Gucci Mane.
Oh, for real?
Yes, Burr.
Oh, my God.
And
okay.
Yeah, and your friend submitted you. And, I mean, we picked your name, and you won.
Oh, my God. Wait, so what does this mean?
This means you get to be featured on the verse with him, and don't worry about the budget. It's not going to cost you anything like that. It's like a charity thing that Gucci is doing.
Oh, my God. So... When I get to do this? Oh my god!
We're gonna set it up for next weekend. What's I can't remember because I don't have everything in front of me. What city and state are you in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, that's not too far. I mean, I'm not gonna ask you to drive. We would set up all the travel arrangements and everything like that. Now, the only catch is. Gucci is a very wild person, like not in a bad way or anything like that. He has lots of bitches that like to be up under him. So when you're doing this picture with Gucci, you're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way.
I'm going to have what?
You're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way. I'm just a very straight up and forward person. I don't cut any corners or anything like that. So do you have a problem fucking like two or three hoes?
No, I don't.
You can
like,
bring a homeboy, because, you know, it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So, I mean, it's just like, you're going to go in the studio. Okay, you're going to go in the studio. Y'all going to lay down the track, and it's going to be a lot of females in there. You'll probably be getting your dick sucked and whatever. Whatever it is that you want a female to do, they will be there to do that.
Oh my God. And Gucci gonna be sitting right there.
Yeah. Burr.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm trying. Oh my God. Is there any way I can like talk to him?
You'll be able to talk to him next week. Cause he's about to he's actually on the road doing a show with Frenchie.
Oh, Mama!